Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Western Big Six Basketball is here. The Alleman Pioneers are in town. Public address announcer Gary Mitchell has tonight's starting lineup.
And again, let's get ready for exciting Western Big Six Basketball. This contest is between the Alleman Pioneers and the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Let's meet the players. For the Pioneers, 6 foot senior, 6 foot one senior guard, number 10, Danny Keschke. 5'11 junior guard, number 12, Sean Malcolm. 5'11 sophomore guard, number 14, Ryan Hodge. 6 foot three senior forward, number 22, Ben Barrett. And a 6 foot senior forward, number 30, Luke Seskowski. Assistant coach, Mr. Ryan Kelly, and the head coach of the Pioneers, Mr. Patrick Rangel. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. 6 foot one junior guard, number one, Ross, Devin Ross. 6 foot two junior guard, number four, Meeker, Ethan Meeker. 6 foot seven junior forward, number 23, Thompson, Eric Thompson. 6 foot junior guard, number 25, Williams, Joe Williams. And a 6 foot two senior guard, number 32, Gibson, Grant Gibson. Coaches are Mr. Steve Cheeseman, Ryan Hart, Steve Hawkins, Matt Pogan, Dan Sullivan, and the head coach of the Streaks, Mr. Mike Reynolds. Referees for this contest, Mr. Dave Gilliland, Mr. Steve Rask, and Mr. Steve Langhauser. Now let's play basketball.
Public address announcer Gary Mitchell with tonight's starting lineups between the 2-3 Pioneers and the 5-0 Silver Streaks. Galesburg sophomores won the opener 43-37. Elsewhere in the Big Six tonight, United Township opens at Moline. Both of those teams are 4-1. And down at Quincy, a big matchup there as the undefeated host Blue Devils take on the Rock Island Rocks. And the Alleman Pioneers, undersized, win the tip. And then stepping on the sideline, good defense by Devin Ross back in the starting lineup for the Silver Streaks. For it to Sean Malcolm to step backwards, and his foot touches the sideline, and the Pioneers turn it over on their opening possession. Silver Streaks have forced more turnovers than they have committed in four of their first five games. Devin Ross fakes left, goes right, gives to Meeker, driving to the left wing. He'll pull it back out. Gets it to Grant Gibson, into the lane, touch pass from Thompson, out for three to Meeker, a little bit long, rebound pops back to Thompson, fights off two defenders, and ends up with a foul going back up for the putback.
Yep, good battle in there for Eric, and a nice clean release over here in the corner by Meeker, shot just a little bit off the mark. And you know, you talked about that opening turnover by Alleman, Brad, the statistics showing Galesburg forcing their average of 20 turnovers by their opponents, committing only 12. If we get eight more possessions than our opponents, the way we shoot the ball all year long, I like our chances to win a lot of ball games.
Silver Streaks score first on the free throw by Eric Thompson, who hasn't had a lot of attempts from the free throw line, despite being the biggest player on the floor for the Silver Streaks. That is only the fifth free throw he shot. Now the sixth one comes up short. It's 1-0, and Alleman's Luke Seskowski comes up with the rebound. Pioneers 2-3. Went 2-2 in the Brimfield tournament over Thanksgiving, lost a non-conference game to Kewaunee on Tuesday. Coach Mike Reynolds telling us before the game they want to push defensively and try to take out this Alleman team as quickly as they can. We've played a minute It's 1-0 Galesburg. Saskowski on the outside on the give and go right, driving in, missing with the left hand is Hodge, and the rebound to Eric Thompson. Up court pass to Williams, back to Gibson, fakes right, steps left, shoots an 18-footer, hits off the mark. Thompson with his third rebound, crashes the board, and gets a foul on the putback. Well, look who came to play tonight.
I guess so. A couple of misses from the perimeter. Gibson probably would have been better advised. He had a wide open three, then went just inside the arc and took a shot in some traffic. Looked like he was just a little strong on that, but doesn't matter. We got the man cleaning it up inside so far tonight, and that's Eric Thompson.
And he misses the free throw off the back rim. Rebound batted around, and Saskowski gets it for Alleman. 3-0 Galesburg. All the points for junior Eric Thompson. Left side, the give to Kasky, trying to drive down the right side of the lane. He's fouled at the free throw line by Ethan Meeker, his first.
Of course, Eric's brother Chad Thompson playing for Monmouth College now. Got a chance to see him. He got a lot of minutes the other night in that game against Knox. Knocked down his first 2 3-pointers of that ball game and was a key for the Fighting Scots in their win.
Bounce pass on the inbound to Ben Barrett, but it was too soft, and then throwing it back out. Silver Streaks knocking the ball all over the place, and they come up with the turnover, and Devin Ross at the other end, and the lead pass from Grant Gibson lays it up. It's 5-0 Galesburg, and Patrick Rangel calls a full timeout for the Pioneers, a minute 38 into the game.
Pioneers really challenged offensively, and this is not what they wanted. You can tell they're and a good strategy with the times that they haven't turned it over. Try and have a long possession. You know, work a little clock. The fewer times Galesburg gets a chance to come down the court, the better chance Alleman's going to have to win this game. But if they get in a big hole early, then they kind of have to throw that out the door, and that's where it can snowball on the Pioneers.
Talk about Western Big Six Conference and the excitement that comes with it. In sophomore action tonight, Galesburg was ahead by 7 going into the fourth quarter. Alleman cut it down to 1, and the Streaks ended up winning it by 6. Down at Quincy, the sophomore game went to overtime. What a way to start the season, huh? And Quincy ends up falling to Rock Island in that one, 59-56. United Township won the sophomore game over Moline, 66-44. So all the varsity action in the Western Big Six is now underway or right at tip-off. Here it's 5-0 Galesburg. 6:22 to go, and coming out of the Alleman timeout, Streaks put on the full-court press for the first time. Malcolm dribbles away from a trap in the backcourt, gets it over to Hodge. Up court it goes across the timeline to Kasky to the free-throw line, bounce pass left, juggling it, Saskowski out of bounds, back to Galesburg. 3 turnovers in the first 4 possessions by Alleman.
Yeah, again, something that they just cannot afford, being undersized and out-experienced, especially by this Galesburg team starting for these guards that have had a lot of varsity playing time in their careers.
Blackout night in the student section had a great showing in the girls' win last night. Here's a drive by Ross, kicks it out to Williams, open three, off the front of the rim. Rebound chased down, Ross keeps it inbounds, save to Meeker. Drives baseline, kicked out of bounds by Ethan, and the Streaks turn it over.
Well, Streaks have had looks for, well, all three of our shooters here so far. Meeker, Gibson, Williams, all missing the mark. That's still a 5-0 lead.
Full court pressure on again. Bounce pass into the sophomore Hodge. Right side over to Ivan Morrow into the game.
Oh,
and he throws it behind Hodge out of bounds. Hodge was cutting up court. Morrow didn't realize it. He threw it right behind him. And out of bounds right in front of the Alleman bench. 5:43 to go, first quarter, 5-0 Galesburg. Streaks back on offense, wearing the home whites tonight for the last time until January 3rd. At least that's the next time they'll wear the home white on the home court. Here's Ross on the outside after the ankle injury suffered on Friday night last week. A pull-up jumper by Joe Williams at the free throw line. It's 7-0 Galesburg. Pressure on again in the backcourt. Morrow tries to dribble out of a trap and draws a blocking foul on Devin Ross.
Good to see Devin Ross back out there after he had to miss the last couple of games of the Thanksgiving tournament. Doesn't look to be favoring the ankle at all. It was a problem.
Ross will guard the inbound by Ben Barrett, 6'3", 185. One of the few seniors. He gets it back, now brings it across midcourt. Alleman breaks a press, bounce pass on the baseline, shot up and over the rim by Kasky, but a foul on the Silver Streaks coming in a little bit too late. And that'll be the third team foul already on Galesburg. And the first of the game on Gibson. Puts Alleman at the free throw line looking for their first points of the night. 45 seconds into the game. And the first one up and off the back of the rim by Kasky. Danny Kashke, 6'1", senior. Only 3-for-6 from the free throw line now through the first five games plus. Second one up and in, and Alleman is on the board. 7-1, Galesburg. Again, just underway. A little over 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Gibson on the outside, drives to the free throw line, right to left, up top to Williams, now right side over to Ross, swings the ball down low, here's Meeker driving, tries to get it away, it's intercepted, picked off nicely by the Pioneers. Morrow, the sophomore, junior rather, will drive it into the front court. Between the circles, Barrett, now left side it goes, Kashke, he dribbles his way back toward the midcourt circle. 4:45 to go, quarter number one, Galesburg by 6, Alleman with the ball. Up top, Ivan Morrow. Now right side it goes over to Barrett. Outside his shooting range on the wing. Quick pass onto the inside. Ball kicked around, knocked on the floor. Williams comes up with a steal for Galesburg. Leads it into the front court. Meeker shovels it over to Gibson. Drives, bounce pass through the lane. Turn around, hook, up and in by Eric Thompson.
Wasn't sure where Eric was going with that for a minute. He took the ball out from underneath the basket, swirled around into the middle of the lane, and then had that little jump hook.
Pressure in the backcourt. Morrow still struggling with it. Now gets it up court. Over the head of one teammate. Barrett gets it and then intercepted in the lane and a bounce pass by Joe Williams. 6 turnovers on the Pioneers. Back comes Galesburg. Skip pass. Roth deflected over to Williams. Pull up baseline. In and out. Rebound put back Thompson. Eric Thompson with 7 and 4 rebounds already, and the Streaks lead 11-1. Tough break by Joe Williams on that shot. It benefited Eric, though. 3:40 to go, first quarter. Morrow dribbles in, backs back out. Barrett with it on the outside. Up top to Saskowski. Gives on the handoff to Kashke, dribbling right to left around the arc. Now down low. Contact, and Saskowski draws a foul on Thompson. And that'll put Luke Saskowski, the 6'1 senior, at the free throw line.
Yeah, Saskowski that time was the guy they wanted to get the ball to. The previous trip down the court, they were just using him to run across the lane and set some high posts. He was actually setting moving screens, didn't get called for it. But Pioneers could use a break or two the way things are going for them early in this season.
Left-hander knocks down the first one. He is 6-of-10 from the free throw line in this early portion of the season. We played 4.5 minutes of the opening quarter. Alleman still does not have a field goal in this game. In fact, Jim, I still have them with only one shot attempt. They've had a couple shot attempts.
Yes, on fouls.
On fouls, so those don't count. They're only points from the free throw line as Saskowski misses the second. Rebound by Cody Hawthorne into the game. Opposite end, Joe Williams' three goes long. Bounces back out to Grant Gibson inside the free throw line. That's off the mark. And the rebound by Barrett for Alleman. Pioneers down 9, bringing it up court. Right side, skipping it back out to Barrett. Dribbling left. Alleman swings it around into the corner with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. 9 points is the Galesburg lead.
Well, if not for Eric Thompson, this would be a close ball game because we're not shooting it from the perimeter the way we
certainly not
did last weekend. Thompson's been cleaning things up inside for us.
Driving into the lane, Kashke gets knocked off balance and drags the pivot foot. One quarter gone in the Moline UT game. Maroons lead that one 12-5 in a little bit of a surprise. Obviously a long way to go in that one. Really high hopes for the Panthers this year. Many of the coaches feeling they're going to be among the league title contenders this year, and they're off to a great start at 4-1.
Yep, that's in Wharton Fieldhouse, though. Always a tough place to shoot. Probably rocking up there tonight, so it'll be a tough one for the Panthers.
Kevonte Shaw, J.J. Range in the game for the Silver Streaks. Grant Gibson driving in from the high post. A little reach-in foul on Alleman. That'll be the third team foul on the Pioneers. Galesburg will inbound it left of the basket. 2:36 to go in the first quarter.
We will be at Wharton Fieldhouse a week from tonight. So the Maroons starting with 2 straight home games, and I'm sure Coach Jeff Schimmel wants to get off to a great start in the conference. That'd be 2 huge wins if he beat UT and Galesburg. We hope that doesn't happen.
Up top, Gibson well short on the three-pointer, but under the basket, Shaw comes up with it. His turnaround jumper under the basket won't go. Rebound, Joe Williams down the lane. Gibson up, and he draws a foul.
7 offensive rebounds already for the Silver Streaks in this first quarter. And if Alleman was going to have any chance, they've got the Streaks to where we're missing a lot of shots from the perimeter, but they're not be able to seal off and get that rebound and head the other way.
First free throw by Gibson up and in. That's his first point of the night.
Interesting, last night, Peoria Central and Peoria Richwoods played. Central won that one 71-65, and in their new configuration that I still have yet to quite figure out with the teams from Bloomington, That was not a conference game. I guess they just play each other one time officially as a conference game. But that was what's happening in Peoria, and we always keep an eye on that because that's usually the direction we're headed in the postseason.
Well, and I don't think that conference with the Bloomington schools goes into effect until next year.
Well, that I know that was the case for football anyway.
Holloman finally gets its first basket at the 2:10 mark down the lane. Ivan Morrow, now a quick three at the opposite end by Meeker, is off the mark. Going back for the rebound is Hawthorne, and back out to Meeker it goes, and the Streaks get another crack at it. Have they had a trip down the floor, Jim, where they have not come up with an offensive rebound on a miss? I don't think they have.
No, nope, I don't think there's been any one and outs. Now we've got a double foul.
Double foul, yep, on the inside. I think it's going to be between Shaw and Hodge. The officials looking at the numbers to make sure he's got them right. Nope, they're going to call it on
Dorsey?
Ivan Morrow instead.
Oh.
And on Shaw, yep. 13-4. Galesburg will get it on the alternating possession. In it goes to Meeker. Right back down low to Gibson. Spin move, low blocks, up and in.
Well, that's a spot in the game like this that Grant could get a lot of points.
I don't think Holloman has anybody who can stop him down there either.
No, too strong. So I would utilize him down there quite a bit tonight. There are some games he's better off out high if they've got a big man in the post, but Holloman's got nothing down there. He might just eat him up.
Minute 20 to go, first quarter. Streaks knock the ball loose. Holloman hangs on to it. Kylie Dorsey drives, gives it off under the basket, and a foul by J.J. Range on the backside of Peter Mim going up for the shot. Mim will have to earn it from the free throw line. Minute 19 to go. 15-4 is the Galesburg lead.
Game really hasn't had much flow up and down the court. A lot of fouls. This is unusual. Normally a big six game, you'll see a couple three fouls maybe in the first quarter, but a lot of action. But this one is just pretty gritty basketball on both ends right now.
First free throw by Mim is off the front of the rim. And Holloman, again, only one field goal in the game so far with a minute 19 to go in the first quarter, has actually had five free throw opportunities but have converted only two of those. So even there, Holloman is struggling to put points on the board in an effort to try to stay in this game. Now we've got conversation by the officials. I'm wondering if they're making sure that they whistled the right player on the foul. I don't see anything changing on the scoreboard. Second free throw by Mim. Takes his time. Four dribbles. Crouches. Shoots. And off the back of the rim. Devontae Shaw boxes out for the rebound. Streaks dominating the boards in this game here in the first quarter, leading it by 11. 1:10 to go. On the outside, Williams. Jump stop in the lane, moves to the basket, hits the bottom of the rim, and it comes right back to him, up and in for the basket. 17-4, Galesburg. Quick pass up court on the lead in the lay-in by Sean Malcolm. Streaks got burned on the full court press that time. Now Williams steps inside the left arc, gets it over to Ethan Meeker, tripped up, falls down, scoops it over to Joe Williams, who gets it right back from Holloman, down the lane to Kevonte Shaw with a basket and a foul, as Ivan Morrow came in too late.
A lot of action out there
sure
at half
was.
Court, a lot of bodies hitting the floor, guys trying to dish it off to their teammate, and you know, sometimes you get on the floor, you get two arms on it, if you're not on your knees, you don't have enough oomph to get it to the guy with any authority, and that's what happened to the Holloman player there. Joe Williams just stepped right in and took it. We were off the other way again.
19-6 Galesburg with Shaw at the free throw line, where he's 3 of 4 this season, and the free throw rattles through. Off the bench, Kevonte Shaw with 3 in the game, and it's 20-6 Galesburg with 41 seconds to go in quarter number one. Shaw, Williams, Ross, Range, and Meeker on the floor to put on the full court pressure for the Silver Streaks. Barrett inbounds to Kashke for Holloman. Malcolm comes back for it. Also on the floor, Kylie Dorsey, one of the few seniors on this Pioneers team, along with Peter Mim. And the Streaks knock it out of bounds. Right to Marla Clay at the scoreboard. Holloman will inbound it. She got involved in the action. She's pretty fired up down there. Ball came right to her. She's ready, though. Well, you have to be. You're getting popped in the face otherwise, right?
Yeah, I don't know how many years she's been doing that, but she's been a faithful score table official for a long, long time for us now.
Down to 23 seconds to go in the first quarter. 14-point Galesburg lead and a hand check foul called on the outside. Huh. That'll be the second of the game on Ethan Meeker, and the Streaks have now put Holloman in the bonus with 28 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Well, what do you think? Are these officials just calling this game too close, or is it just the nature of this, the way it's played right now?
Well, they're definitely calling it tightly. So I guess if that's the way they're going to call it, you got to adjust. I don't feel like the game has necessarily been played at that kind of level, as the free throw was well short and the rebound came right to J.J. Range for Galesburg. And now the Streaks can hold for the last shot with 10 seconds to go. Ross gives off to Williams. Up top, the fake by Shaw. Jump step in the lane. Left hand up and in, but the official calls a travel. That's a late call. That is a late call. Third turnover on the Silver Streaks. I mean, the basket was already through the hoop when the official whistled Shaw for traveling.
Well, actually, I thought he was cleaner than Joe Williams was the last time he did the jump stop in the lane.
Yeah, so down to 3 seconds to go. Sean Malcolm drives across midcourt. He does not get the shot off. All right. That was kind of a late indication whether or not that basket was going to count. It was clearly after the buzzer. It's 20-6 Galesburg after one over Rock Island Alum, and you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL.
The reward should match the accomplishment. And at Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, it does. Don't settle for generic, old-fashioned wooden plaques that will end up covered in dust in a closet. Reward your team with quality, customizable 3D moldings they'll be proud to display. Ribbons, medals, trophies, Breedlove's carries an impressive selection of engravable options to honor your hardworking athletes and scholars. Make the trip to Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee for mantle-worthy hardware they'll go the extra mile to bring home. Online at BreedloveSports.com.
I can check out books, go see my doctor, get my groceries and other necessities, eat lunch with my friends. After my car was beyond repair, I decided to try the bus. I was afraid I'd be giving up a lot by not having a car. That wasn't the case at all. If anything, it's forced me to be on time now.
Just 60 cents per one-way trip, or get a month of unlimited rides with a $20 City Pass. And if you're 65 and older, you ride free. Stop by City Hall, the transit office, or ask your driver for details.
I'm Craig McCluskey. He's Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Win presents from jewelry to an LED TV this holiday season in WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present Contest. Listen up for the cue to call and play. Details at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks opened the second quarter with a basket, a lob to Eric Thompson, which didn't go. Kevante Shaw had the rebound put back to make it 22-6. And then Shaw gets called for another hand check foul at the opposite end. Well, I was listening to Tom and Eric call the girls' victory over Moline last night. It sounded like there were a lot of hand check calls in that game, and we're seeing a lot of them here tonight, too. Just underway in the second quarter. It's not hurting the Silver Streaks on the scoreboard. They lead 22-6 as Alleman misses another free throw, but the rebound comes back to Ben Barrett, who rebounds his own miss. Now on the right side, it goes into the corner. Sean Malcolm with it up top. A delayed drive by Seskowski, but the Streaks still never got over to cut him off down the left side of the lane in the basket.
Yeah, he left Eric Thompson reaching for air out around the free throw line. Eric didn't even bother to chase him down the lane.
Bad pass by Shaw. Sean Malcolm kicks it into the front court, into the back court rather, and Joe Williams got away with a hold, trying to stop Malcolm from going after it, but he couldn't catch up with it, going out of bounds, and Galesburg gets it back.
Well, a weird first quarter. Galesburg 8 of 18 from the field. Most of those coming inside. Alleman just 2 of 3. They got fouled most of the time they were shooting and had a lot of free throws, but didn't make many.
Yeah, 2 for 7 from the free throw line as Galesburg turns it over for the fifth time. Just underway in the second quarter. We played a minute. It's a 14-point Galesburg lead. That was Alleman's third basket of the game here to open the second quarter. This is Ryan Hodge with it, the sophomore on the left side. Seskowski falling down at the high post, called for travel. Alleman had kind of stemmed the turnover tide there for a while. It was everything they could do just to even get it across midcourt in the first 3.5 minutes of the game.
Well, a couple of times there's a whistle and the official will point at the floor. There's a delay, and I'm not sure whether he's making up his mind, whether he's calling a foul or a turnover, but it's kind of odd to have that delay.
Gibson in from the outside. Shot goes off the back of the rim, in and out. Rebound Hodge for Alleman. Trying to cut into the lead. Hodge takes it all the way on the give and go. Cutting in from the left side. The basket by Kashke. And it's 22-10. And Mike Reynolds calls timeout. And he's still barking at the officiating crew. Still upset over the jump stop travel called on Kevontae Shaw, and the frustration continues to grow. This is a full timeout for the streak, so a chance for us to run through some of those first quarter statistics, Jim.
Yeah, you know, we talked about a few of those. I mean, just complete dominance. Gelsberg with 12 rebounds, and 9 of those were offensive rebounds.
Wow.
Holloman only 3 boards in the period. Holloman had the 7 turnovers, Gelsberg with 4. Really, you look at those stats and you'd think we'd be farther ahead than we are. I mean, granted, Holloman's made a small little run here in the second quarter, but we're not, I mean, you've got to give some credit to Holloman for being scrappy, but we're not shooting the ball at all like we did for any of the 5 games we played last weekend, or this thing would be 35-10 right now.
I was surprised we were as close to 50% as we were in the first quarter, because it felt like a lot worse than 8-for-18.
Well, we miss everything from the outside, and then Thompson or Cavante or somebody cleans up the garbage inside, so the shots we're making are right underneath the basket. We're not shooting well from the perimeter the way we normally do.
Streaks 0-for-3 from three-point range so far. Here's Gibson up top around a screen. There's a three-pointer. First one of the night for the Silver Streaks. And Gibson with 7 in the game now. It's 25-10. Well-designed play coming out of the timeout. And a foul across midcourt. We're going to have an offensive foul called on Ryan Hodge, with Joe Williams guarding him across the midcourt. And Hodge lowered the shoulder into it.
Yep.
9th turnover on the Pioneers.
Yep, stuck that arm out there. And even if you don't do it all that forcefully, especially when you're playing against a savvy veteran like Joe, who knows how to sell the thing, he went flying. Looked like Hulk Hogan hit him, you know, there. He went flying backwards. But he recognized, and that's what I've always admired about these guys, how they kind of become actors in some respects, too, to be able to sell calls.
Three-pointer for Ethan Meeker from the right wing. Good job by Joe Williams to draw attention out top with the dribble. That's only the second shot attempt of the game for Ethan Meeker, and suddenly it's an 18-point lead. Down the lane, stopping at the free throw line. The kick out to Barrett for 3, who answers at the other end.
Pioneers are 3-of-3 from the field in the second quarter.
5-for-6 for the game. Bet Patrick Rangel would have been really excited. You mean we're going to shoot 83% in the first half? I like that. Yeah, but you're only going to get 6 shots. Devin Ross, the pass deflected, stolen away by Barrett. Now Meeker with a poke away from behind, trying to save it on the baseline. Barrett, pass Grant Gibson, inbound it goes, and another 3 by Barrett on the left wing to Sean Malcolm, rather. And back comes Holloman, down by 12 now, cutting into that 18-point lead quickly. Gibson, down the right side of the lane. Stops, draws a double team. Falling away, comes up short on the shot. Seskowski with the rebound, falls down, but gets it away before the travel. Holloman at the other end, stopping at the free throw line. The kick out to Morrow, drives, ball in the air, stolen away by the Streaks. Ross, outlet to Thompson. Gibson in from the left side, draws a foul. And that'll be against Danny Kashke, his second. Grant will get 2 free throws.
It was almost an anticipation call that time. The whistle came before the contact. Kashke getting in Gibson's way there.
Well, they're not giving Grant anything easy going in, are they? He's 1-for-5. Most of those shots coming in from close. He does have 1-for-2 from three-point range, but all the interior shots Grant has made, they have been just hounding him, putting a body on him, making it very difficult physically for him to get off any kind of a good look.
Interesting, you were saying before the game how Holloman coach Pat Rangel, the only team in the conference he's not been able to beat is Gelsberg.
This is his 4th season with the Pioneers. Second one by Gibson is good. He's 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Streaks by 14, 30-16. Gelsberg scored the first 7 points of the game. They have led the entire way with 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Left side pass goes over to Harley Miller. Driving in, cut off in the lane, kicks it back out to Morrow. Up top between the circles, guarded by J.J. Range. J.J. reaches in, doesn't get the poke away. They get it over to Seskowski. Right side into the corner, back out to Miller for 3. In and out. Rebound, Seskowski comes up behind Thompson. J.J. pokes it away, dives for it. Morrow gets it for Holloman. Left corner 3 again for Sean Malcolm.
Malcolm in that corner getting very comfortable right in front of the Gelsberg bench. Mike Reynolds has his arms folded, not very happy that they let Malcolm get wide open to drain another one there.
And now a foul on the floor will be against Morrow. That is the 3rd foul on Ivan Morrow, as he got a little low body check on Devin Ross coming in from the wing. So Devin will go to the free throw line. He's been there only 3 times this season. Devin's made 1-of-3, so he's got to make a couple here to get his percentage up. Got to have your point guard shooting A lot better than that. But obviously still very early in the season. 11-point lead for Galesburg. 3:50 to go here in the first half. Ross misses the front end. Rebound, Grant Gibson draws contact in the lane. He can't hit the follow. And the rebound by Harley Miller. Holloman down 11, trying to get it under double digits as we come down to the 3:40 mark of the first half. And then carelessly off Miller's hands as the pass goes to him at half court into the backcourt.
You know, Galesburg had continuous clock for many of the Thanksgiving tournament games. Many thought coming into this one that might happen again. I guess it still could, but Alleman's saying, no, wait a minute. We're going to hang around here a little bit in this ball game.
Coach Mike Reynolds telling us in the pregame he thinks Alleman reminds him a lot of Pekin. And the Dragons gave Galesburg their best game of the Thanksgiving tournament, even though the Streaks ended up winning it by 29. Here's a short three-pointer, rebounded by Barrett. Streaks steal it away with J.J. Range at the free throw line. Williams fakes, dishes it out. Ross for three, off the back of the rim. And a foul on the rebound will be over the back on Seskowski as he draped over the top of Grant Gibson. So the Streaks get the turnover, but still can't take advantage of it.
Yeah, and then we just continue to shoot the ball like we're on the road and not at home. We'll probably get enough. Enough trouble shooting up at Wharton Fieldhouse next Friday night. Good shooting teams have gone in there and had trouble. The combination of Moline playing good defense and just the nature of that facility does not lend itself to a lot of hot perimeter shooting.
Second foul on Luke Seskowski puts Alleman over the limit. Streaks are in the double bonus for their final 3 minutes 15 seconds of the first half. 18 fouls on Galesburg. Gibson makes the first free throw. He's 5 for 5 from the free throw line. 6 points in the quarter. He's in double figures with 10 for the game. Can run up and off the front of the rim. And pushing out of bounds, Peter Mim just totally clears out Devin Ross under the basket. Left the ball on the floor for him to come up with a rebound. 12-point Galesburg lead. Alleman with the ball. They are hanging around. They're just a little mini run away from putting some pressure on the Streaks as we wind down the first half here. Under 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Streaks have picked up the activity in the half-court defense. Tough pass on the right side. Williams steps in front of Kylie Dorsey. Comes up with a steal. Left side baseline shot. Ross comes up short. Rebound, and J.J. fouls the backside of Ryan Hodge fighting for the rebound, and that'll be the second of the game on Range. Let's see. 1 for 4, 5, 6, 7. Maybe 3 for 10 this quarter, Jim. 3 for 11.
Let's see, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah. Not good.
And a couple of those back-to-back three-pointers, but those are the only trays we've had in the game.
I've got Alleman 5 for 5 in this quarter, but they can't hit any free throws. That one comes up off the mark. J.J. skies for the rebound. For the Streaks, still by a dozen with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Meeker on the outside, right wing Gibson, steps inside, cut off there, hesitation dribble, skips it back out to Ross on the wing, stutter step inside. 7 turnovers on the Streaks. Not prettier tonight, is
no.
it?
Well, you know, we were looking at scores last week, and they were playing a bunch of 1A teams, Alleman was, over that Brimfield tournament. We know Brimfield is really good, but the score of that was, what, 60-some to 30-some.
66-35, I believe.
And you're thinking, wow. But, you know, Pat Rangel pointed out before the game, he said, I don't want to make excuses, but he said we had 3 hours of rest coming off a triple overtime game as they got into that one. So he understood the margin being what it was there a little bit better in Alleman's defense.
Alleman has gotten away with 2 backcourt violations as twice their dribblers at the half-court line have stepped on or dragged over the line, and now they get called for traveling on the left wing, so it all evens out in the end. Rock Island 16, Quincy 15 after the first quarter down at Baldwin Gymnasium in Quincy.
Quincy trying to surprise some people. They went 3-0 in their opening tournament. I don't think they had any juggernauts in there, but they still won that. And a young team, and if they were having to beat Rock Island out of the gate, that would serve notice that Andy Douglas has got a little more down there than people thought he might.
Moline leads United Township at halftime 27-21. Meeker on the outside, dribbling all the way out to the midcourt circle, and a hand check foul called on Harley Miller coming out to help out. And that was a pretty touch foul as well, but that's what they've been calling here tonight. And that'll put Ethan Meeker at the free throw line, where he is 11 of 13 this season, just under 85%. Meeker with 3 points in the game. He's taken only 2 shots, and the first free throw is good.
No, the team shooting just a hair under 70% from the line coming in. If we could keep that all year, I would be very happy with that. Looking at the individual stats, everybody was having a pretty good go of it.
Sure enough.
At the line in that Thanksgiving tournament.
Second free throw by Meeker is well short. Rebound by Kashke for Alleman. Pioneers still hanging around, down 13 with a minute 40 to go. Falling down at the other end, Harley Miller. Streaks reach in, dive in for the ball. Possession arrow on the tie-up favoring Alleman. They'll hang on to it.
Well, even though we're up 32-19, so far it hasn't really boosted my confidence.
Quick three, short, rebound off the Silver Streaks right under the basket. Had no chance to respond to get that one, and they're actually going to give it back to Galesburg. Oh, now they're correcting. And that was a right call. Joe Williams was right under the basket. That hard three-pointer came off the rim so hard, Joe, in all fairness, never had a chance to react at that one, and it went off him out of bounds. And Alleman will keep it. Harley Miller in front of the Galesburg bench into Sean Malcolm for the Pioneers. Under 90 seconds to go, first half. Galesburg by 13. But it's been a struggle here tonight for Galesburg. Winning their games. The closest game the Streaks have played has been by 23 points. And this one may end up by the end, but it's been a real battle here in the first half, as it should be in the Western Big Six. Jumper left side. Lots of bodies getting tangled up under the basket. Shaw with a nice save for the rebound to Joe Williams. And what a pretty lead pass to Devin Ross for the layup.
There we got out and do what we do well, getting man advantage and making the right pass and finishing it off.
In the lane, one-handed shot and a foul as Ryan Hodge sneaks inside the free throw line up with the one hand. That was only their second miss of the quarter, right, Jim? In fact, they made their first five, right? Now have missed their last two, if I'm not mistaken.
Let's see. I had one other miss.
Okay.
I had a missing one in that stretch of three three-pointers. I had one miss right in the midst of that.
Galesburg by 15, just under 51 seconds to go first half. Ryan Hodge to the free throw line for the first time, and that one is off the mark. Streaks have put Alleman in the double bonus, so he gets two here. Alleman is 2-for-10 from the free throw line.
Wow.
34-19, Galesburg. Substitution, Hawthorne back in for the Silver Streaks. Thompson, Shaw, Ross, and Williams on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Second one by Hodge. Eyes it. Shoots it. And rattles it through. Alleman hits the 20-point mark. They're averaging under 50 a game. Joe Williams on the left side with 43 seconds. Up top around a screen. Shaw might have got away with a hop step. Picks up his dribble. Now Williams comes out to help out. Joe with the dribble at the volleyball spike line into the top of the arc. Working right, scoops it over to Devin Ross. Gives way to Shaw coming out for it. Now Williams has it. Hawthorne and Thompson trying to get position down low. On the outside, Ross found an opening in the lane with a teardrop, rolls through.
That's his specialty. Nice soft touch, drops it up there, and it rolls around on the rim and falls through.
Streaks back on top by 16. They've led by as many as 18 here in the first half. Final 10 seconds of the first half. Driving left side, the dish off to Dorsey, and the official points on the floor, and after a long wait, calls travel, and the Streaks are going to get it with 5 seconds to go to take it three-quarters the length of the court, and Mike Reynolds sends Gibson and Meeker back in to try to execute a final shot here at the end of the first half.
Yeah, Dorsey, for all of them, looked at the official like, what did I do? And I can't say that I blame him. I'm not sure I saw that one.
Streaks are going to get Mark Mangieri in as a three-point shooter as well. And after some confusion about the personnel, I think we've got it set. Mangieri, Gibson, and Williams in the front court. Meeker and Shaw in the back court. Now Gibson comes up to half court to help out. Meeker on the dribble with four. Across midcourt with two. Fires a long one off the back of the rim. And the Streaks can't get the rebound on the putback. 36-20 Galesburg at the half. When we come back, a look at the first half statistics, an interview with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. And we'll check some scores from around the Western Big Six as well. 36-20 Galesburg at the break. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL.
Galesburg Christian School, Kiwanis Club, CASA, and Knox County Teen Court all received $100 from Hometown Hundreds, courtesy of FNM Bank and Galesburg.info. You too can nominate your favorite charity by visiting Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Celebrate the holidays with exceptional offers at Yam in Galesburg. They're ramping up the holiday savings and knocking prices down by up to $9,000 or more on nearly every new Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC on the lot. Like a brand new 2014 Chevy Sonic. Yem's holiday price, just $15,995. You'll save $2,500. Come out to Yem and test drive a new 2015 Chevy Malibu with over $5,000 in savings. It's holiday priced at just $20,985. And scoop up a great deal on a new 2014 GMC Sierra Crew Cab Pickup. Yem's holiday price, just $32,927. You'll save over $9,000. Holiday time really is the right time to find amazing end-of-year bargains on nearly every new Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC on the lot. So come out for a test drive soon and celebrate the holidays at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC, 2195 North Henderson, Galesburg. Tax title license extra. See Yem for details.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info. Galesburg homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball continues with the Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks lead Rock Island Alaman 36-20. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. And Jim, these numbers, well, kind of a mixture, I guess. You know, you think you're up by 16 at the half, and you ought to be feeling pretty good about things. But I'll tell you, Alaman battled really hard in that second quarter. Nothing was necessarily coming easily for the Silver Streaks in the first quarter, but then the Pioneers really locked down in the second quarter. Galesburg outscored them by only two, 16-14, so they matched the Streaks, and statistically, these are probably about the worst offensive numbers the Streaks have put on the board this season as well, and some of that is credit to how in-your-face Alaman has been here tonight, I think.
Yeah, I guess that's the way we'll have to look at it. Galesburg, 41% from the field. That's not awful, but when you consider the majority of those shots made were in the lane, most of them on putbacks, that's what's pretty unusual because this team has shot the ball so well here in the early going of the season. 13 out of 32 from the field for Galesburg, so a lot of shot opportunities. You know, and then you look at Alaman, they only got 11 shots off in the first half. Now, as you pointed out, they actually had taken, I don't know, there's probably six or seven times where they took a shot and got fouled. Well, that doesn't go as a shot attempt. But still, 7 of 11. So they're shooting 64%, which is about as good as you could hope for, but the volume of shots they're not getting. They had a number of free throws. We'll get to that, and that's part of their problem, too. They kind of put themselves in good position to be right in this game, but they can't make enough free throws to save themselves. Rebounding after Galesburg dominated the first quarter. Obviously, something Pat Rangel said at the quarter break must have hit home with the Pioneers because they got a whole lot better on the rebounding in that second quarter after Galesburg had 9 offensive rebounds in the first quarter. Only 3 of those in the second, and Alaman picked up, a total of 10 rebounds in that quarter to kind of even the thing on the board. So I thought Alaman, all in all, really shored up their game in the second quarter. They didn't have as many turnovers. They rebounded better. They're still not going to shoot very well, and they're probably still not going to win this game. I mean, they're playing probably about as good as they can play, and they're still 16 down.
Yeah. Three-point shooting is even better for Alaman than their overall shooting. 3 for 4 from three-point range, but as Jim indicated with the free throws, pretty bad. Just 3 of 11 tonight. So if Holloman shoots even 50% from the free throw line, that gives him 3 more points. And being down 13 doesn't sound quite as bad as being down 16 for sure. Galesburg is, well, let's see. Did I add that right? Yeah, 2 for 5. So Galesburg's only 2 of 8 from 3-point range and 7 of 12 from the free throw line. Take a break here on the halftime. When we come back, we'll look at individual scoring. We'll run through some scores from the Western Big Six and around the area. And we'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. 36-20 Galesburg over Holloman at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Tomorrow on WGIL Galesburg Live.
Hi, it's Tom Aerith. I'll be your host for Galesburg Live coming up tomorrow morning. In our first segment at about 7:15, we'll talk basketball. Longtime Galesburg High School sophomore girls coach Mike Rux will join us. We'll talk about this year's squad and his time in the Silver Streaks program. And in our Ask the Expert Hour after 8 o'clock, we will talk with Myron Miller. We'll talk about winter car maintenance and keeping your car running.
Tomorrow morning from 7 to 9 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The old adage, if your feet hurt, you hurt everywhere, you know, is so true because it throws off your knees, your hips, your back. My name is Dr. Teresa Hughes. I'm a podiatrist with the Galesburg Clinic. I'm a specialist in foot and ankle, lower leg only. I think that just makes me more knowledgeable to get a diagnosis faster because we're going to know what we're looking for and get you back to doing what you want to do a lot quicker.
Get back on your feet with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic, OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Terry Cavanaugh from WGIL with this reminder from our calendar. Training to be a University of Illinois Extension Master Gardener volunteer begins in January, but the deadline to apply is December 12th. Check our events calendar at WGIL.com for the phone and email contact info. Classes run January to April and cost is $175.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy skies with a 50% chance of rain this evening, a low of 28. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 38. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 26. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 38. Sunday night, cloudy skies with a chance of rain or snow, a low of 30. Monday, partly sunny with a high of 42. And Monday night, partly cloudy skies, overnight low dropping down around 26. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 32 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Stay up to date with the latest sports information. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14. WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium in the Western Big Six Conference opener. Galesburg leads Rock Island Holloman 36-20. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg. I'm loving it. Halftime at Quincy. Rock Island looking to keep that Western Big Six Conference winning streak alive. Leads Quincy at the break 29-25. And at Wharton Fieldhouse, as we mentioned a while ago, Moline leads United Township 27-21. That game ought to be tipping off in the second half. Here at the Silver Streaks by 16, our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Jim Lee is with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman.
All right, well, Steve, you're up 16 at half. You're not shooting the ball real well, but you're doing the dirty work, I guess, inside.
Yeah, I mean, we got off to a great start. We put a lot of pressure on them on the offensive and defensive end, and that created easy shots and some rhythm our offense. In the latter part of the period, second quarter, we settled for jump shots. And when you do that, you know, there's not a lot of flow. You don't get any offensive rebound coverage. It's not our kind of game. We're a little bit out of our element. So go in there and take a big breath, regroup, get back to running our offense, try to make it an 84-foot game. Not give up so many open threes here, and I think we get back on the right track here.
A lot of fouls in that first half, just the nature of the way it was played?
Yeah, it's a very physical game. Holloman's a physical club. Game's called a little bit more loosely. When that occurs, you get a little bit of a game that drags down like that. So that's par for the course in this kind of game.
As we always talk, jump on them early here, huh?
Yeah, we want to get going right here and extend this lead, Jim.
Steve.
Thank you.
Individual scoring in the first half. Let's start off with Rock Island Holloman. Sean Malcolm led the way with 8, had a couple of three-pointers in the second quarter. Ben Barrett, Luke Saskowski, and Danny Kashke each with 3. Ivan Morrow has 2, Ryan Hodge with 1. For the Silver Streaks, Grant Gibson the only player in double figures with 10, but right behind is Eric Thompson with 7, Devin Ross with 6, Kevontae Shaw off the bench with 5, Joe Williams and Ethan Meeker each have 4. Galesburg has the ball to begin the third quarter with the five starters back on the floor. Thompson, Meeker, Williams, and Ross on the outside. Now Gibson comes out left corner, drives, jump stop up with the right hand and in. Got inside of about 6 feet to knock that one down. And Galesburg now matches its biggest lead of the game at 38-20. This is Saskowski on the outside, drives to the top of the arc. Inlet pass through the hands of Ben Barrett. And Grant Gibson comes up with the steal, leading the break at the other end. Pulls up for three, left wing, off the rim. Rebound Ryan Hodge. Grant didn't quite have the handle on that one when he set himself. That, I think, knocked off his rhythm a little bit. In the lane with the right hand. Off-balance shot won't go for Rock Island Alleman. Devin Ross with the rebound. Leads the break to Ethan Meeker with a layup at the other end. Biggest lead of the game now for Galesburg at 40-20. Into the front court, driving on a curl right side. Shot missed. Eric Thompson with a rebound. Outlet to Joe Williams. Here we go. Layup rolls off at the other end. And Joe is having a really rough shooting night tonight when he can't even knock that one down.
Yep, he had a step on everybody. Went in from the left side with the right hand, but he gets up high enough. That's usually just a drop in. He couldn't even get that one to fall.
Out between the circles, Kashke. Right side, Ben Barrett with it. Here's a quick three by Hodge, and he knocks it down. That's the first basket of the game for the sophomore, Ryan Hodge. It's 40-23. Ethan Meeker between the circles. Right side over to Williams. Skips it right back to Ethan on the left side. Drives, finds an opening in the lane, dishes out to Williams. Now Ross comes in from the outside, back out to Meeker for three. Knocks that one down. Meeker hits his first two of the second half, and he's got nine in the game now. Quickly back up to a 20-point Galesburg lead. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Gosh, Jim, we played 2 minutes without a foul called. Down low, Saskowski around Thompson, short on the left-hand baby hook. Thompson blocks out for the rebound. Here comes Galesburg.
I thought sure we'd get a foul that trip since you mentioned it, but we didn't.
I know. I thought so, too. Now Ross pulls up just inside the top of the arc. High rebound off the back of the rim. Into the hands of Ben Barrett for the rebound. And there's that quick jumper at the other end that Steve Cheeseman was just talking about. Out on the perimeter, Malcolm in front of the Alleman bench. Galesburg by 20, just underway in the second half. Between the circles, Kashke. And now throws it behind Ryan Hodge, who was trying to back his way in and free himself up for a shot, and he backed himself right away from the pass.
Well, there's one of the problems Alleman has, because, again, we talked earlier, they want to take time off the clock to limit their opponent's possessions, knowing that they just don't have a lot of offensive firepower. But the more time they play with the ball, the more likely they are to turn it over.
Wow, bullet pass down low, collected by Meeker, and then from the low blocks, he couldn't come up with it. Malcolm strips him on the way back up for the putback. Down the lane, skips it out to Hodge, steps inside the arc. Well short on the shot. Grant Gibson with the rebound. Up court, Williams scoops it over into the left corner. Meeker for three, no. Rebound, Devin Ross. Bats it back out to himself at the arc. Now Gibson down the lane. Jump stop, one hand, up and in, and a foul.
Yeah, we had missed back-to-back shots right underneath the basket. One from Williams, one from Meeker. So Ethan goes out in the corner, couldn't get that one, but as you said, Ross kept it alive, and next thing you know, Gibson's blowing down the right side of the lane with the deuce and a free throw coming.
Third foul of the game on Danny Kashke. Grant Gibson to the free throw line to finish off the three-point play. He's got four in the quarter, 14 for the game, and is 5 of 6 from the free throw line.
Knoxville Superintendent Steve Wilder was in the radio station today, and we got to talking a little basketball. And, of course, Tyler Houston out for the Blue Bullets. As a free throw missed by Gibson, we'll go back to Alleman. But I said, just think if Grant Gibson had stayed at Knoxville and he and Tyler were playing together. He goes, oh, believe me, that discussion's been had many times here in Knoxville.
Instead, Gibson is the second leading scorer all time in Galesburg boys basketball history. Between the circles on the outside, Malcolm, after Alleman rebounds the miss at the other end by Gibson. Galesburg by 22. Here's a corner shot from the right side. No. And a whistle on the rebound after the miss by Malcolm. They're going to call a push foul against the Pioneers, clearing out for the rebound.
He did a nice
against Kashke. That's his fourth.
Nice job of getting Malcolm free in that corner again as he ran baseline and got over there and had a nice wide open look. He hit, two or three of those in the first half. And he's clearly their most dangerous perimeter shooter. But a slight build not going to be able to muscle his way out there to get shots up, so they've got to be able to get him into some open territory.
Joe Williams, inlet pass intended for Cody Hawthorne down low. It's knocked out of bounds by Alleman. Moline with a 12-point lead over United Township at the end of the third quarter, 45-33. Rock Island with a 4-point lead over Quincy as Ross drives in from the right side. And instead of fronting the teardrop, he does it with a right hand from the baseline. First time we've seen him do that, I think. Just talking about the Rock Island lead over Quincy down at Baldwin Gymnasium. The Rock shot 13 of 18 from the field in the first half. Quick three left side short by Hodge. On the run with a rebound, Joe Williams. Here come the Silver Streak. Up court to Hawthorne. In from the right side. Missed with a left-hand layup. Hodge with a rebound for Alleman. Back quickly come the Pioneers. On the right side, pull out to Ivan Morrow. 24-point Galesburg lead, under 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And a hand check foul on Ethan Meeker after we did all that playing up and down. Those two are just standing out there, and Ethan gets whistled for a hand check foul, and he's in disbelief.
And Grant Gibson comes over and gets in front of him. I think he was thinking Ethan might say the wrong thing. That's not what Ethan normally does, but he was pretty unhappy about that one, I think.
Mike Reynolds looks pretty perplexed on the sideline as well. Here's a spin move in the lane. Shot rolls off. Rebound Devin Ross. Quickly at the other end, the layup by Joe Williams. What an outlet pass that was. And Joe finally gets an easy one. And don't look now, but the streaks are up by 26.
Yeah, and we're building the lead after we've missed three layups in this quarter.
That's right.
I mean, one was uncontested. Two had some people in the neighborhood, but all makeable shots that we've let go away, but still dominating the game.
Getting the ball away from Gibson is Dorsey. They work it right side over to Siskowski at the top of the arc. Now a quick pass down low. Ross comes over to help out, and a good job defensively to prevent the shot from getting down on the inside by Malcolm. Rebound Gibson. Other end, Ross steps into a three and air balls it out of bounds under the basket back to the Pioneers.
Yeah, we had a straight angle on that. You could tell as soon as he let that go, that was not going in. I thought it might catch a little iron, but I'm not sure it even got that.
2:35 to go, third quarter, 49-23, Galesburg by 26. They've outscored the Pioneers 13-3 in this quarter. Alleman with the ball, Silver Streaks will back up into the half-court man. Meeker waits across midcourt, pass goes over instead right side to Mim, and now a travel called on the outside as Dorsey curled around and stopped at the top of the arc and his foot dragged behind him. 17 turnovers for the Pioneers, third in this second half.
Yeah, it has been refreshing to see the lack of fouls called. Spent the whole first half at the free throw line.
Yeah. There's other Joe. End. Here's Joe driving in from the left corner. Strong to the basket. Shot kind of hung up on the rim a little bit and dropped through. Galesburg by 28 now. Williams' second basket of the half, and he has 8 for the game. 2 minutes to go, and now Joe steals and then interior pass away, leads the break to the other end, leaves it off for Gibson, crashing in, banks it in, and a foul, and another chance at a three-point play for Grant as the Streaks build the lead to 30.
Yep, Streaks getting out in transition more here in this third quarter. Really an awful pass by Alleman that last time down. Joe Williams couldn't help but steal that and then led the break down, and a good job by finding Gibson coming in behind from range.
Second foul by Barrett. Third foul on Alleman here in the second half. Free throw by Grant is good. He's got 7 in the quarter and 17 for the game to lead the Silver Streaks. Talked about continuous clock games in the Thanksgiving tournament. Team gets ahead by 30 points or more in the fourth quarter. That is not what happens in the Western Big Six, though. Bounce pass down low. Turnaround jumper well short. Range loses the handle on it. Meeker comes up with a rebound anyway. Back comes Galesburg. Meeker drives. Has the pass intercepted. Telegraphed that pretty well. Hodge got up. Deflected it away. Into the front court it goes. Now he pulls up on the left wing. Back behind the circles. It goes to Morrow with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Barrett with it now on the right side. Guarded by Williams. Leaves it off for Morrow. Coming around from the Alleman bench out near the volleyball spike line. Right corner. Quick three by Hodge. Short, rebound out to Joe Williams. Leads the break into the front court. Stops at the free throw line, pulls up high post, shoots and scores. Three straight baskets for Joe Williams. It's 56-23, Galesburg.
Holloman's missed 8 in a row and made only 1 of 11 in this third quarter. And now another Pioneer turnover.
Illegal this one on a screen.
Yeah.
All about 22. You know, Joe had a pretty rough first half. The way he's played here in the second half, with the passes, the baskets, the rebounds, might be my leading candidate for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Well, I'll probably put in a bid for Eric Thompson early on in this one, too.
Great first quarter.
Yep, when we really weren't able to do anything else.
Down low, Grant Gibson trying to post up, steps around his man with a drop step and gets fouled going to the basket. He'll get two free throws.
How many's Gibson? Let's see. Gibson's got, all I got to do is look at the scoreboard, right?
He's got 17.
All right, so he's going to get his average.
Good, Thompson good hasn't. Thompson not only hasn't scored since the first quarter, he's taken only one shot since the first quarter because so many of his came on offensive rebounds.
Uh-huh. Well, and he's been used sparingly here more recently. Hasn't played a lot of minutes in this third quarter.
Gibson misses the first free throw.
Had Shaw in quite a bit.
It's 56-23. The Streaks have outscored the Pioneers 20-3 here in the third quarter, kind of reminiscent of what Galesburg girls did to Moline last night.
Yeah.
Rattles the second free throw through.
Yeah, that was just a four-point game at halftime, and then ended up, what, 29 points? 59-30?
Yeah. On the outside, Gibson pokes it away from Dorsey. Dorsey gets into it into the backcourt, then Meeker comes in front of a man, intercepts a pass on the sideline, and running up the sideline, collides with Dorsey. The ball gets deflected out of bounds. Ethan got knocked to the deck pretty hard there.
Yeah.
No foul called.
Ethan made the turnover happen, but if you're going to run into somebody for Alleman, Dorsey's not the guy you want to pick. He's a solid young man.
Gibson squares up for three. Shot rolls off the rim, and the rebound by Malcolm. So the three-pointer. Not in Galesburg's effective arsenal tonight. Here's Range forcing a steal. Gets it over to Shaw. And the foul by Mim over the back. Cavante will get two free throws. Holloman's turnovers have come in bunches here in the third quarter. They had a bunch in the first quarter. Then they kind of slowed that down. And all of a sudden they've had a run of them here in the third quarter, Jim. I've got them for seven.
Yeah. Yep.
And they come pretty quickly.
J.J. Range helping to force that turnover, and that was right in front of the Galesburg bench and the student body, and all the students there on blackout night were yelling, J.J., J.J. That had to feel pretty good.
Cavante Shaw with the free throw. He's got six in the game now. Makes it 58-23, Galesburg. Sophomores won here tonight, 43-37. Streaks going for the doubleheader sweep. Second free throw up, and nice high arch by Cavante leads to a soft free throw, and it's 59-23. Final 5 seconds of the third quarter in the backcourt. Dorsey gets it over to Miller for a long three. That's over the rim, and the rebound to Darius Sammons as the third quarter comes to an end. A dominant third quarter. The Streaks outscore Alleman 23-3 and lead it by 36 after three. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Craddy. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rockford Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
It just seems a little long.
Well, I want people to know all we do. So you're changing the name to Neil Thomas Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Kitchen, Bath Remodeling, Sewer Repair, Sewer Cleaning, Water Treatment, and...
Okay, I get your point.
We don't even have trucks long enough for a name like that.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating does even more than their name suggests by complete kitchen and bath remodels, meaning they're your one point of contact. You don't have to call a drywall guy, toilet rep, tile layer, and electrician. Just call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg.
Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Holloman with the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Stolen away by Sammons on the inbound. Leads a break to the other end, and then he overthrows JJ, who dives and saves it, but he saves it to Holloman at the other end. Driving in, and Gibson lets Harley Miller drive past him for the layup. So offsetting turnovers to begin the fourth quarter helps lead to an Holloman basket. 24-point Galesburg lead. Sammons, the lob into Thompson, drop step to the basket. A foul is going to be an offensive foul called on Eric Thompson. Mike Reynolds goes to his knees down in front of his assistant coaches, pleading with them, wondering where the offensive foul was there. So two turnovers for the Streaks on their opening possessions of the fourth quarter.
You know, Alleman was shooting 64% at halftime. They were 7 of 11. Only 1 of 12 in the third quarter. They're 6 of 23 for the game now. Six field goals. That's, well, 7 now since they got the one to lead off the quarter.
Quick three off the back of the rim, and four Silver Streaks were there to rebound. It goes to Gibson. Leads the break. Pull up at the free throw line. Scores. Gibson with 8 in the quarter. Now 2 in the fourth quarter. He's got 20 for the game. Silver Streaks on top, 61 to 25.
He's at his average after the first 5 games.
And a foul on the floor. A hand check called against Devin Ross on the drive in from the outside by Ryan Hodge. Second foul of the game on Ross. Only the third team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. So that's turned things around quite a bit from what we saw in the first half. Inbounds from Ryan Hodge, left of the basket, gets it in onto the wing, juggled a little bit as Nathan Richmiller is into the game for the Pioneers, a 5'9 junior. Pass goes onto the right side to Peter Rim. Back out to Saskowski. Now over it goes to Harley Miller. On the dribble, deflected off JJ's hands, saved on the sideline by Saskowski, and he overthrows Mim along the baseline for another Alleman turnover, number 23. Alleman was 1 for 3 from three-point range in the third quarter. Silver Streaks just 1 of 5. Here's Gibson left alone, so he drives it all the way in and up for the basket with a bank shot. He recognized right away that Alleman had no idea he was bringing it up court. He just took it all away.
Yeah, they were sagged way back. Saskowski came over finally and made a half-hearted attempt to get in the way.
JJ with a steal on the sideline, scoops it behind him, and it goes to Alleman. Now on the left side, a block. And a foul called on JJ on the foul on Harley Miller, shooting it from three-point range in the corner.
Your range came flying out of nowhere. It was a surprise, I'm sure, to Miller, but
sure
JJ got, they got a little wrist, got a little ball, enough to keep the ball from going in the basket. But as you said, Brad, three free throws coming now for Harley Miller of the Pioneers.
That was after he went diving into the first row of the bleachers down here trying to get the save, and he bounced right back out and nearly got the block on Miller. First free throw is good. That's the third foul of the game on range. 6:12 to go in the game. Silver Streaks by 37. There's two free throws up and in by Miller. He's got all four Alleman points here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think we've probably seen the last of starters. Gibson, Ross, and Thompson all just sat down. Joe Williams and Ethan Meeker are still out there. I would guess probably not for a long time, but they've had a little rest in this half.
And again, if you weren't with us, tournaments are different than Western Big Six Conference play. If you were with us in the games last week when the Silver Streaks were leading those games by 30 points in the fourth quarter and we had continuous clock, that's a tournament thing. It's not a regular season thing, at least in terms of conference games. Here's a three by Mangieri, way off the mark on the weak side. Williams rebounds and puts it back up and in. Joe has 8 in the half, 12 for the game.
That's just good hustle by Joe. He just happened to be in the neighborhood running around, and the ball took a weird carom and fell on the floor. All he had to do was pick it up and drop it in the basket.
Skip pass into the left corner. Harley Miller, boy, is he red hot here in the second, in the fourth quarter. He's made 2 of 3 shots, all three throws, and he's got 8 points. Quick three at the other end by Williams, short, and the rebound goes to Kylie Dorsey for Alleman. 65-31. Silver Streak still causing defensive pressure. Alleman does get into the front court. Saskowski down the left side of the lane. Quick drop step to the basket, and he scores. And wow, Alleman's got 10 points here in the fourth quarter already.
After scoring just 3 in the third quarter.
On the right side, Kevonte Shaw dribbles back toward the top of the circle, drives into the free throw line, kicks it out to Meeker, long three. That one's good. Meeker with 8 and a half. He's in double figures with 12 in the game. And the Silver Streaks keep that run going of getting at least 3 players in double figures in every game so far. On the outside, Mim with Galesburg on top by 35. Their average margin of victory coming into tonight is 29 points. And a miss by Alleman and another rebound by Joe Williams. And the Streaks try to push it into the front court and throw it out of bounds.
Well, a one-game weekend after having five last weekend. Seems odd to just play one game and then wait another week to play, but that's the way the schedule plays out. After that, though, we have got doubleheaders every weekend for a while, and all of them any place but here. Moline, go to Champaign, go to Quincy.
Well, and certainly the toughest part of the Silver Streaks early portion of the schedule lies ahead. Moline and Champaign next weekend. Quincy and the Iowa-Illinois shootout the week after that. Here's another steal by Galesburg. Just creating all kinds of half-court problems. Williams steps past his man. He held up outside the left side of the lane, and when Morrow bit on it, then Joe just blew right past him on the hesitation. It's 70-33. Williams with 10 in the half and 14 for the game. On the right side from the baseline, a shoot and a swish by Peter Mim. 70-35, the Streaks have doubled up Olivan. Meeker loses his man out high with a reverse. Can't get the ball over the front of the rim. Cody Hawthorne gets the rebound. Dishes it out right through the hands of Williams, who gets it before it goes into the backcourt. Drives. Left corner, Meeker for three. Too strong. Weak side rebound, Mangieri battling. Ball on the floor. And they're going to say Mangieri's backside hit the end line, and it'll go back to Olivan.
Yeah, Meeker's been a little too strong from that corner throughout the game, but it hasn't mattered much at this point. Joe Williams, who had a big second half, finally takes a seat there. He's done for the night. Joe was having some fun there, driving to the basket. Meeker with a great move, too, goes up and under, but just left that ball off the backboard a little too soft, or he would have had a layup before he called it tonight. He's out, too.
3:26 to go in the game. You know, big games in the Western Big Six tonight with Moline and UT playing each other. They're both 4-1. Rocky and Quincy both undefeated, doing battle down at Devil Gymnasium. Here's a pass into the backcourt. Mangieri has to come from out of bounds to chase it down into the front court. Then he scoops it through the hands of Darius Sammons at the other end. And now a foul at midcourt on a reach by Mangieri. But despite the basketball games going on tonight, probably the biggest developing story in the Western Big Six Conference tonight is that Moline's football coach is out after just 2 years.
Yeah, and you know, not a shock, because they have not had much success. And
three wins.
They're used to playing better football than that. But you got to go with the hand that's dealt you too. And I don't know, in 2 years, you don't really have a chance to maybe make your own program.
Another bad pass on the inbound. Mangieri goes up, steals it away, and then the Streaks give it right back to the Pioneers. It's going to be their fourth football coach in 6 years when they make a new hire.
Wow.
It's hard to develop any continuity there.
Sure is. They're probably begging Dan McGuire to go back to the sideline, but he's in administration there now.
Another bad pass by Olivan, stolen away by Cody Hawthorne, who lays it up with the left hand at the other end. And Mike Reynolds calls timeout after the Olivan turnover to empty the bench. You might have heard the roar from the Galesburg student section. That's because they're getting excited about who's coming into the game. But Mike Reynolds is going to go ahead and take advantage of using this as a full timeout to talk things over with his players.
Yeah, second half has been pretty much devoid of timeouts or
fouls.
This is an unusual, so many times, especially on conference night, the first half will fly by and the second half takes forever. This game's been the opposite. The first half was long and drawn out. Second half has been a lot more active and not nearly as heavily officiated.
Moline ends up knocking off United Township to open the Western Big Six Conference season at Wharton Fieldhouse. 68-54, the final there.
Be interesting. Somebody told me they didn't think Miles was going to be able to play for a game or two. So I'm not sure whether for United Township. I'm not sure he played tonight. I guess we'll see when we see the box score.
That would make a difference, I would think. Dakota Williams, Alan Massey into the game. Here's a foul as Mim drives around Williams down the right side of the lane. That'll be the first foul of the game on Dakota and the 15th foul on the Streaks. Memphis Nicholson in for the Silver Streaks as well. Salmon stays on the floor. Mangieri stays on the floor as well. Galesburg scored the first 7 points of the game, led by as many as 18 in the first half. It was 16 at the half as Olivan got the lead down to 11 on a couple of occasions. First free throw by Mim is up and in. He missed his first three attempts back in the first quarter. And then Galesburg outscored the Pioneers 23-3 in the second quarter to open this game up. And leading by 35 This is going to be about as big as margin as the Silver Streaks have had a victory in their first six games. Their closest game was 23, a victory over Peoria Notre Dame, so this kind of keeps that run going. I don't think it's going to be quite like this next Friday night when we go to Wharton Fieldhouse. Here's a jumper in the lane, a miss and a rebound by Kylie Dorsey. Sammons couldn't get that shot down, then the Streaks take it away again. Here's Nicholson with a shot from the high post, and it rolls through. Memphis gets his first basket of the game off the bench. Galesburg by 37 with another steal. Here's down the lane with a right hand and a finger roll by Memphis over the front of the rim. And he gets that one down. And a timeout by Alleman. Jim, I've got them for 28 turnovers in this game. Seven in every quarter.
I have them for eight this quarter and 29. And I think, you know, it's 76-37. You might be saying, well, what's Alleman taking a timeout for? I think Pat Rangel, that's a little embarrassing. I mean, they're just throwing the ball away every time down the court. And even though this is their second string, I think he's, you know, he's trying to make this a coachable moment.
Sure.
And say, hey, you know, let's have a little organization and have a little pride here, guys, and at least make a better showing here in the last minute and a half.
So you should mention we have Galesburg girls basketball coming up tomorrow. Correct?
Yes, against the Dunlap Eagles, a big team.
Remember the time, 110 for the pregame with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson.
Yep, and they'll be right out here as well. And the Streaks boys with the win tonight continues the undefeated string for both varsity teams to start the season. Who will be the first one to drop a game? Pressure's going to be on both of them now.
Illinois was the first team to drop a game after they lost to Miami.
Well, yeah.
They've got Villanova coming up on Tuesday.
Yep. Then they got American tomorrow, but that's at the same time the Streaks girls play, so we'll forego that one. I would think the Illini should have their way in that one at home in Champaign.
Thankfully, we got the Bears game out of the way last night, so we don't have to put them on the laser this weekend. Here's just a really bad shot by Kylie Dorsey under the basket. Dakota gets the rebound. Here's Daniel Owens leading the break to the other end with the left hand off the back of the rim. Chased down by Cal Morling. He drives in from the left side, shovels it over to Massey for the corner, and that one's over the rim. You can hear the crowd reaction. They were dying for Allen to knock down that three. Into the front court comes Alleman, a 39-point Galesburg lead with 40 seconds to go in the game. On the outside, another steal nearly stolen away by Dakota. He battles for it in the backcourt, but Mim gets it back for Alleman. Driving in from the left side for Alleman, and a foul on the floor for the Silver Streaks as Harley Miller was driving in. Still looking for a final from Quincy. Looks like Rock Island is up by 9 with just over 6 minutes to go in the game there.
Got to figure they're not going to surrender that lead.
52-43 is the Rock Island lead. First free throw up and in by Harley Miller. He's had a big fourth quarter. He's got 9 in the quarter, all of his points here in this fourth period. Second one up and off the back of the rim. Rebound Morling. Saves it under the basket to Dakota Williams. Cal gets it back, drives into the front court, scoops it back to Daniel Owens. Draws contact in the lane, skips it back out to Morling. Back to Owens. Drives right, shovels it left over to Morling. Has the ball knocked out of his hand, ball on the floor. And Cal gives a little push foul on Ivan Morrow going for it. Off to the sideline.
14 seconds away from a win for the weekend. And again, the Silver Streaks at Wharton Fieldhouse next Friday night. And then on to Champaign Centennial on Saturday. Should be a good, good test. Both games, actually. That'll be a tough, tough weekend. And then at Quincy Friday night the next week. And as you said, Iowa-Illinois shootout. So really four pretty tough games in a row coming up now for the Silver Streaks after this one.
Missed free throw rather. Cal Morling takes it all the way with a left hand. That won't go. Rebound out to Daniel Owens. Fakes right, left, off Dakota Williams. Back out to Owens for three at the buzzer. And that's the end of the game. Silver Streaks win it 76-38. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Galesburg Christian School, Kiwanis Club, CASA, and Knox County Teen Court all received $100 from Hometown Hundreds, courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. You, too, can nominate your favorite charity by visiting Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Diabetics develop wounds so easily, and then they're very difficult to treat.
Dr. Teresa Hughes, podiatrist and director of the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic.
Diabetics can develop what's called neuropathy, and that leads to decreased feeling in the feet. Therefore, you can hurt yourself easier. There's a lot of things that your family doctor can do, but if it's just not healing, that's what we're there for.
Stay healthy and active with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Forget the halls. Why not deck your garage with a brand-new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram from YEM on North Henderson Street in Galesburg? It's their big finish event featuring the best deal in the industry. For the first time ever, get 0% financing for up to 84 months, plus up to $1,000 in bonus cash. Come out for a test drive and you'll agree that YEM will beat any Dodge deal, any Dodge time, any Dodge day. Like a new 2015 Chrysler 200 Limited. Buy with 0% for 84 months, plus $500 bonus cash. Buy at YEM for as low as $285 a month in a 2015 Dodge Grand Caravan. Comes with $1,000 bonus cash. Buy at 0% for 84 months, and you'll pay as low as $249 a month for a brand new Grand Caravan. Shop their big finish event going on now at YEM, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson, Galesburg. With approved credit, tax, and license extra. See YEM for details.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy skies with a 50% chance of rain this evening, a low of 28. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 38. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 26. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 38. Sunday night, cloudy skies with a chance of rain or snow, a low of 30. Monday, partly sunny with a high of 42. And Monday night, partly cloudy skies, overnight low dropping down around 26. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 32 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks exceed their statistical averages through the first five games of the year with a 76-38 win. They double up the Rock Island Alaman Pioneers to open up the Western Big Six Conference with a victory. Galesburg comes in averaging just under 72 a game. They score 76. They're averaging giving up 42.5 a game, and they give up 38 here tonight. So all in all, works out well for the Silver Streaks. Moline opens the Western Big Six Conference with a victory, 68-54 over United Township. Quincy opens the fourth quarter on a 10-0 run. Rock Island still leads that one by four down at Baldwin Gymnasium. Oh, I take it back. With just over 2 minutes to go, they're back up by 10 now, 58-48.
Wow. So they weathered the storm, huh?
Apparently.
Remember, that was Quincy used to do that. They'd slap that press on, you know, and you'd just fall apart late in the ballgame. Apparently Rock Island didn't fall apart in the end.
And with Andy Douglas being a product of Quincy, I wonder if he'll resurrect that, because Sean Taylor didn't use it a whole lot.
No. Well, and I never really, what they call it, like the ball press, I guess, is what Lauren Wallace used. And
yep.
And, yeah, I mean, they were big believers in that system for a long time. I mean, but Taylor won a lot of ball games without it. But, I mean, if you play to your personnel.
Absolutely.
And I'm not sure that Sean had those really quick players, a lot of the Douglases that, you know, that that Lauren had in those years when he was coaching there.
Coach Mike Reynolds is out, so we'll anticipate getting a word with him before too long here. Galesburg wins it tonight 76-38. And we'll keep an eye on the Twitter feed to see if we can't get you a Rock Island Quincy final before we're done here tonight. Silver Streaks win it big, 76-38, so they're going to extend on their average margin of victory, which is 29 points coming into this one. I don't think that'll keep up next week with the two games, as we've been talking about, on the road for the first time this season at Moline and at Champaign to take on Centennial High School. But you know, good full week of practice to get ready for those two games. In the meantime, I'm sure the Silver Streaks will enjoy having a day off tomorrow, at least in terms of competition. Our post-game final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Jim, the second quarter stat, or the second half stats rather, for the Silver Streaks, much more reflective of what we've seen through the first five games of the season for this team.
Yeah, and we got off a lot of shots in this one tonight. Much of that compliments all the Alleman turnovers.
Yep.
Yeah, Silver Streaks got back up a little close. We never did shoot 50% at any point of the game. We were kind of climbing back up there. Got to 45% by the time we ended. 30 out of 66 for the field.
But 17 of 34 in the second half. So we did shoot 50% in the second half. And obviously the runouts, the transition baskets made a big difference in that.
Yeah, yeah, because we, it's still, well, you know, we ended up hitting our share of three-pointers, but it wasn't with the usual savvy that that we do it here at home, at least.
4 of 19 from three-point range.
Is that a wow?
Yep.
4 of 19, yeah. Alleman, meanwhile, they finally at least got a few shots off. After just really struggling to have any field goal attempts in the first half, they did get a lot of free throws. They were 7 of 11 at halftime. But then in the third quarter, the meltdown, they had a bunch of turnovers and went 1 of 12 from the field while the Streaks were blowing the game wide open. And then the Pioneers get 4 of 7. Bottom line, 12 out of 30 for the game for Alleman.
Ugh.
40%. Pretty tough to win many games with just 12 field goals. Rebounding edge big time in the Streaks corner. 36 total rebounds, 17 of those offenses.
Wow.
For Galesburg, and 23 rebounds for Alleman. They only got 3 second chances, while Galesburg was getting all those, especially early on in the ball game, to get those second chance opportunities. And the turnover number again, just awful if you're an Alleman fan. 29 big ones in this game, and really no quarter was any better or worse than the other. It was just a consistent 7-7-7-8 across the board. And, they, boy, you've given up all those possessions. While Galesburg had 14 on the night, 6 of those coming in the late part of the game where it got sloppy and the starters were on the bench, really didn't matter.
Well, if you think about it from a numbers perspective, there's 32 minutes in a high school basketball game, and Alleman had 29 turnovers. So you're giving the opposition 2 possessions for every 1 that you have, really. And if you look at the shot numbers, Galesburg with 66 shots tonight compared to 30 for Alleman. So when you turn all those turnovers around and look at it from a numbers perspective, that's one, almost one possession every minute of the ball game that you're letting the other team have the ball.
Yeah, well, and you know, they had 29 turnovers and 30 shot attempts. I mean,
yeah.
Wow. I don't know when the last time was I saw a team come that close to having more turnovers than shot attempts, and it's going to be a long year for the Pioneers. And again, this is a really young team. I mean, it's almost like a fresh, soft team playing a varsity team in terms of experience coming back.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of size. You know, they're doing the best with what they got right now, but they had an 0-10 conference season last year, and based on what I saw tonight, I don't know how they get a conference win this year either.
Finishing off the team numbers, 9 of 19 from the free throw line were the Pioneers, and 5 of 9 from three-point range. Silver Streaks, as we mentioned, 4 of 19 from behind the arc, 12 of 19 from the free throw line. Individual scoring, Alleman put nobody in double figures. Harley Miller had 9, all of those coming in the fourth quarter. Sean Malcolm had 8, all of those coming in the first half. Luke Saskowski finished with 5. Ryan Hodge and Peter Mim each with 4. Danny Kashke, Ben Barrett each had 3. Ivan Morrow finished with 2. For the Silver Streaks, 3 players in double figures. Grant Gibson leads away with 22. Joe Williams had a big second half with 14 is where he finishes. Ethan Meeker also in double figures with 12. Devin Ross finished with 8. Good to have him back in the lineup tonight after the ankle injury in the third game of the Thanksgiving tournament last weekend. Eric Thompson had 7, all of those coming in the first quarter. Should we just go ahead and say it now, Jim?
I'm good with Eric. Yep, I talked you into that one, huh?
Eric Thompson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Silver Streaks open on a 7-0 run. Now, all of those weren't Thompson's, but in a first quarter when the Silver Streaks weren't hitting anything from the outside, Thompson had 4 offensive rebounds and 3 baskets in the first quarter, and that got us off to that great start.
Yeah, it sure did, because we were pretty sluggish from the perimeter, and he was very active inside a couple of times, getting between two men and able to keep a ball alive and get a shot up and down. So yeah, we liked Eric's energy early in this one, and as has been the case for really every game we've played, crunch time comes early for this team. Yeah. I hope that continues to be the case. I've got a feeling, though, on the weekends ahead, it may come late rather than early.
So Thompson finishes with 7 as our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and 6 rebounds to lead the Silver Streaks as well. Kevontae Shaw off the bench also had 7. Memphis Nicholson with 4. And Cody Hawthorne had 2 to round out the scoring for the Silver Streaks. Again, just about everybody got into this game. Silver Streaks win it 76-38. They're 6-0 in the season. They start the Western Big Six Conference 1-0. Galesburg sophomores winners as well tonight, 43-37. Checking the Twitter feed, Rock Island leads 60-53. That's under 30 seconds to go in the game down at Baldwin Gymnasium, so that'll be a huge road win for Rock Island and keep that long Western Big Six Conference winning streak alive. Take a break here on the postgame show. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back, as you're listening to Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
America's digital goddess, Kim Komando here. Don't bother paying big bucks for this year's hottest tech gadgets. Win them. My annual great giveaway is here, with laptops and tablets, smartphones, printers, and nearly $100,000 in fantastic prizes. Every caller who speaks with me wins. Listen to my show right here this weekend, or enter to win at giveaway.commando.com.
If it's happening in the digital world, Kim Komando will tell you about it. Sunday mornings 9 to noon on WGIL. Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
Brad Binowitz, Jim Lee with you from John Field Gymnasium. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer, as the Silver Streaks open the Western Big Six Conference with a big victory. Moline won at home over United Township tonight, and Rock Island just about to finish off a victory down at Blue Devil Gymnasium, Baldwin Gymnasium, down at Quincy High School. So as we've been talking about, Silver Streaks hit the road next weekend for the first time this season. And Coach Mike Reynolds has talked about the importance of getting off to a good start. They had Moline and Quincy at home last year. Those were big victories. But you go on the road to Moline next Friday night, Quincy in 2 weeks. You can certainly make a statement here in this conference. Galesburg, one of the favorites, along with Rock Island, as always, as the Rocks have won the conference for 4 straight years. So next week would be a good way to set the stage for getting off to a good start there. We'll have the Moline game next Friday night. Mike Reynolds is making his way this direction. We'll find out what the coach has to say as Galesburg puts 3 players in double figures tonight to win at 76-38. In a dominant second half especially, a great start tonight, built a big lead, and then really put the Pioneers away in the third quarter. The coach joins us now. Jim, take it away.
All right, well, Coach, had a chance to think about this one a little bit, and obviously a big win on the scoreboard. What were your thoughts as you progressed through this game for your team?
Well, I thought, you know, defensively we started off strong. You know, second quarter we gave them some open shots, which, you know, they made. Give them credit. They made shots. You know, once we got back into our rhythm defensively, you know, we kind of had a nice little chat at halftime about focus and effort and trying to dominate every possession, you know, which I think really, really good teams do. I thought we did that there in the third quarter, and you know, with a 20-point run there, you know, it kind of put the game out of reach.
What do you feel like was really the things that got things turned around there in the second half? Coming out of the locker room, how did we make that happen? It's not just focus. I mean, things have to happen on the floor. So where do we get it going to do what we did?
Well,
there?
I think you know, we challenged shots and we attacked the glass, and you know, they got no second shots there in the third quarter. They got no open shots, you know, and You know, we got they shot long shots. We got long rebounds. We were able to break and run, and we got easy shots. And when you do that, we got a good chance to score.
You've got players that, fortunately, we've got quite a few guys that can get the job done, and it seems like they take different pieces of the game to assert themselves. Eric Thompson was so big in the first quarter. We weren't shooting it very well. He's keeping the thing alive, getting us some points to get rolling. Joe Williams couldn't get much going in the first half. Second half, Joe took over and had a real good finish. And Grant did a good job there scoring in the second half as well.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, Meeker hit a couple shots, and we got in a better rhythm. You know, we still didn't shoot it well from the perimeter. I think when we watch tape, it'll be because of our lack of offensive movement. You know, we didn't get quite as good a shots. And as you go farther in the year, you know, people defensively pick their game up. I thought, you know, Allman, you know, fought us as tough as anybody has all year. And you know, we know we're going to leave the friendly shooting confines of here and have to go on the road here for the next nine games. So we got to come in tomorrow and kind of get the soreness out of us and get back to work.
We thought Devin looked pretty good here tonight coming off that ankle injury. What were your thoughts as a coach? Of course, you've seen him in practice all week long. What were your thoughts of how he did here tonight?
Yeah, better today than he has been. You know, I thought, you know, we were a little nervous because yesterday I don't think he looked very good. So I don't know if his ankle got fatigued because he's practiced a couple days now. So, but I thought he played extremely well. You know, I thought he challenged defensively, you know. You know, he needs another week of rehab and trying to get that thing ready to roll because we know, you know, tomorrow will be key. How's it going to feel tomorrow? Is it going to be swollen again? Is it, you know, we don't want to take 3-4 more days off to try to get it ready. We're hoping that we'll pass this and, you know, he'll get his quickness and his bounce back. And I think you saw that a little bit there in the second half where he kind of, you know, I think it's his first ankle injury, so you kind of let it, you kind of favor it the first time, and then, you know, the next 500 times he rolls it, he won't even worry about it.
Isn't that the truth? Bench play, you got a lot of bench minutes tonight. Your thoughts on how those guys contributed in this one?
You know, I thought JJ, of course, you know, came in and had energy. I thought we were able to run bigger bodies in there. You know, Eric started off. We bring Cody in. He's tapping the ball around. We bring Cavante in. He's getting on the glass. I think those guys, you know, off of the bench were really, really good. You know, we were able to get Darius, you know, some run with our older guys. And also, you know, Mark Mangieri some run with those older guys, trying to get those guys ready because knowing that, you know, at some point, sometime, you know, we're going to need him to come in and play. And Darius played really well all summer. You know, he was a toughness defensive guy for us all summer. And that's how you gain minutes here. You know, you don't gain minutes by shooting and doing that stuff. You gain minutes by toughness and defense. And we preached that for 7 years, and we're not going to change our thoughts now.
I'm thinking of JJ on the play down here when he saves the ball on the sideline, falling into the first row. Then he comes flying out of there, and then he fouls the kid shooting the three-pointer in the corner here. JJ's got such energy, and he's so fast. And then from a coaching perspective, I suppose you probably look at, we're looking at it up here thinking, oh, don't foul the guy. But then if you tell him to back off that, you know, you don't want a guy fouling somebody and shooting the three-pointer necessarily. But how do you manage that as a coach? Because you don't want to pull a kid back because he's got such great energy.
If you challenge every shot like we've trained our guys, we're going to foul a shooter once in a while. That's just the way it's going to be. You know, we told our guys again this week, the elite teams – make multiple efforts on defense. You know, you save the ball, you run back in and challenge. You don't, you're not just happy with saving the ball. Anybody can do that. You know, the elite players, the elite defensive players, they make the second effort. They come back in. And sometimes they make the third effort. You know, you stop the challenge on one side, you run across the other side and dive on the floor. You know, you did that 2 or 3 times defensively, and that's the difference between being good defensively and being elite defensively. I think, you know, we're pushing the elite level. We got to continue to get all guys doing that all the time.
And really in the context of the game, it didn't really matter at that point anyway. But and probably what you're looking for more than is that effort, even in a game when we're winning by 30 points, to see JJ come flying back like that, right?
Well, I mean, if we're playing Rock Island, that's game point. We still want him to go into challenge. He made a, you know, he made it, took a, you know, a 6-inch bad angle, you know. But if he doesn't go at all, the guy's making it. So you might as well go challenge it and see what you can do. So, you know, we want our guys to challenge every single shot. And, you know, we don't accept anything less than that. And, you know, I think that's why these guys are better than they were last year. They've kind of bought into that stuff.
All right. So they're going to need to be better again next week. You go to Wharton Fieldhouse. Moline beat UT tonight. They still, even though they graduated some big guys, they've still got a big lineup. So, and it's always tough to play up there.
Yeah, they got a lot of big guys. You know, sophomores really good. You know, and they you know, I don't know what lineup they started tonight. They, you know, the last couple games here, they started two bigs. They got to guard us too. So it should be a fun night. And we know we scheduled that Centennial game to challenge our guys. And we're certainly going to get a challenge. You know, they got Division I players running all over up there. You know, Mike Finke's two little brothers are playing there. And it should be a fun weekend. But, you know, we're going to concentrate on Friday night, try to get that first win. And anything after that's gravy.
Thanks for coming by, Mike. Appreciate your time as always.
All right, have fun. Don't eat all the M&Ms.
Take a break here on the postgame show. Streaks win it big 76-38. Back to wrap things up from John Thiel Gym after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it sizzles and crackles and comes from the kitchen, it's breakfast. If the aroma wakes you up, it's breakfast. If it yanks you out of bed and says, carpe this DM, it's breakfast. Have breakfast for breakfast. Fresh made from our kitchen. The one and only Egg McMuffin, only from McDonald's, and only 300 calories. Goes perfect with a fresh brewed cup of McCafe coffee. So what are you having for breakfast? At participating McDonald's.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
This Christmas, WGIL has your shopping all done. All you got to do is listen for the cue to call for a chance to play Pick a Present. Details at WGIL.com.
About all we have to do here tonight, I think, is remind you that the Galesburg girls play tomorrow against Dunlap. We'll have it here on WGIL at 1:10 tomorrow afternoon with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. And then Silver Streaks boys won't be back in action until next Friday night. We were just talking about with Coach Reynolds, Moline next Friday, Champaign Centennial next Saturday. So, Jim, pleasure as always.
Yeah.
And see you on the road.
And while the boys have long trips to make here for the next nine games, the girls still going to enjoy some home cooking yet in this month of December. A couple more home games yet before they go out.
Love to see them take advantage of it.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
Again, Moline defeats United Township tonight. Rock Island wins down at Quincy. So the Rocks, the Maroons, and the Silver Streaks all start the Western Big Six Conference season with victories. Galesburg sophomores winners here tonight as well, 43-37. For Nick Simpson at the downtown studios, for Jim Lee and Brad Benowitz here at John Thiel Gymnasium, have a great rest of your weekend. And don't forget Silver Streaks girls basketball tomorrow at 1:10 against Dunlap. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks boys basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.